What's the plan with James and his hip today?
James Starks, work was good yesterday. I know he felt good at the end of the day, so the plan is to try to get him to do more today. So we'll see how the pre-practice goes.
You mentioned about wanting to go on pads on Monday and then heading into these last 3 days you don't. What was sort of your philosophy there? What were you trying to get out of having pads earlier in the week than normally, when you normally would?
I'm not sure I follow your question. We're going pads today.
I didn't realize you could pads twice in 1 week.
Correct.
Okay.
Come off a bye week, yes.
So that's why you went Monday and you figured you could get two good practices in?
Yeah. Is that the only week you can go pads twice? Come off a bye?
And the first week in the season, if you practice on that Monday.
You are having in a big game. How important is it that you had such contributions from young players in a lot of games already?
I think it's very important. I think it tells you first the type of team that we can be, and as far as the younger players contributing, I think a lot of the players probably played a little sooner than they thought, or even than I thought. But that's all part of the adversity that you face each and every year. So anytime you're able to get younger players experience, especially early in the season, pays off. It seems like we've been on this mode for 10 years now, so it definitely gives these guys a chance to take a step and contribute. So I've been very impressed with the contributions of our younger players.
Mike, I know you kind of like to look at the schedule in quarters, but the bye comes kind of in the middle of a quarter. Did you look at the stretch right after with these two road games and try to make a plan for how you might attack these two games in terms of planning and preparation?
Well, we actually broke the season down this year into three divisions. So we looked at it as the hero's journey, if he wants to research that. So it happens in three stages, or three divisions in 16 stages is the way we looked at it. So we completed the first division, the first six games, and then now we're in the second division of our season, or of our journey. And then the third division would be the last four games. So we broke it in threes this year.
Mike, what has impressed you about the contribution you've gotten from Julius Peppers so far this year? His sack numbers are up considerably.
Julius Peppers, really, he's been so consistent in everything, let alone his performance. So he's grown as a leader from the first day he arrived. So he's doing a great job. You see him talking to a lot of our players, particularly younger players. So he's made a big contribution there, and he's playing good football. And I think it's important to keep moving him around and giving him different opportunities, no different than Clay. And he's taking he's taking full advantage of it.
Mike, what do you think of the way Tim has kicked the ball this season now after what he went through last year, and just the way you stuck with him, much like you stuck with Mason?
Tim has stayed so far so good. I think he's been really consistent, and our approach each week is different. There's a game plan on ball placement, and I think Tim's off to a heck of a start, so his ball placement has been excellent.
Mike, do you normally sense or usually sense that as you enter November, teams begin to embrace their true identity, they begin to change, become better?
I feel really in the first six games you have to create your identity. I think that's all part of the journey, and really in this stage is where you need to you have to galvanize who you are, and I think this six game stretch is exactly what we need as a football team. I mean, this is to play two undefeated teams back to back, and then go right into four division games. Have two division games in 5 days, so this is going to be a very challenging stretch of football. But really, our target is clearly on Denver. I mean, that's all we're looking at. But this is where this is where you got to knock off all the edges, and the discipline has to go way up. The fundamental execution has to go way up, and that's the things I'm looking at.
Mike, you got a question yesterday about Eddie's weight, and we've all kind of asked different ways about it, and I'm not trying to be a jerk when I ask this, but no one's asked you just point blank. Do you think that his weight has impacted his performance in any way?
I would say not. I mean, there's, you know, there's more to it than just, you know, how much you weigh on a scale. I mean, there's, you know, and this is for every player. Every player goes through the process. You know, it's all part of the coordination of the strength coach and the nutritionist and even our training staff and the coaching staff. So body composition and so forth and so forth. But, you know, I think Eddie has, you know, he's come off an ankle injury, you know, which he's had to deal with in the past. And, you know, I just go based off of what he's done the last couple of days. And he looks like he's starting to get back to himself.
How did you come upon the hero's journey outline by Christopher?
I'm an educated man, Jason.
I know you are. Yeah, so. But you always talk about wanting to do different things to get guys' attention and stuff like that, and you always tried, you know, going back to 2010 with the picture in the meeting room. I mean, how do you find this kind of stuff, and how do you know when something clicks that you want to use?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's I think we all think that way on our staff. I mean, this is all part of our job responsibility. To think you're going to come in here and dust off your old notes from 2010 or last year and you're going to go up there and that's going to work. I don't think people are motivated by the same thing each and every day. I think routine and regularity is very important in aspects of your program, but creativity has to be, you know, one of the top, you know, priorities, and that's the way we've always gone about it. So, and you know, I really like the contributions that a number of our staff members continue to make, and it's all part of about growing our culture and motivating our players and make sure that you know they're being creative and giving them more responsibility to put themselves in position to be successful.
So one of your guys will say, "Hey, Mike, I read this. I thought this was interesting. Maybe it's something we could use."
Yeah, messaging is important. I mean, we spend a lot of time on messaging off season. Particularly, you know, you're looking what's out there, and you know, we have a process of how we prepare for games, particularly at the end of the week and the last team meeting and what goes on there and so forth. So there's a lot of time that goes into that. I mean, our video director Chris Kirby is exceptional. So our whole coaching staff's involved in the process. So Matt Klein. So we're always looking for things. And our players are even more so. I mean, you know, I'm in a quarterback meeting. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? And you know, three quarterbacks all are doing presentations and things like that during the course of the week, and they're discussing all the new. I don't know the term, but PowerPoint, all the different options, and you know, did you know you can do this and that? And so, I mean, it's a different world than it was 20 years ago.
Mike, is there an outlook or an expectation for Ty Montgomery and his ankle?
Hopefully, we can do more today. I mean, that's the process. I don't have an expectation now, so I think you know we'll give him until Saturday to see if he can work Saturday, and that's kind of the timeline that I'm putting him on. So we'll give him every chance to get back.
Two more, please. What did you think of the job that Jared Epidaurus did stepping in for him on returns, and how comfortable are you with him coming out?
Well, we're obviously comfortable with Jared. I mean, that's why we put him back here. I mean, he handles the football seamlessly, and I thought he made a good decision, you know, on the return and so forth. So, yeah, we're definitely comfortable, and he'll be up and ready to go.
Mike, with Burnett, he typically plays all the snaps on defenses. Is he a guy who can just step in and do that physically, or do you have to just kind of monitor him throughout the whole game?
Well, I mean, you always watch the guys a little more first time back. I mean, that's a normal process. It's something that we'll address at the end of the week when we get together game management wise and we talk through the whole roster and you know, patterns of substitution, all those types of things. And obviously, that's not a position where you normally substitute in the past, but that'll be part of our, you know, our game management meeting.
A little more complicated with Adams because you obviously don't like to substitute in the middle of a series and things like that.
Well, that kind of takes care of itself, you know, just particularly just the way we run the no huddle. So that's kind of a moving target. That's not always as exact as probably some of the other rotation patterns.